Chuck, more bottles. More bottles.
Bottles coming off the line here at the Fordham and Old Dominion Brewery.
Lee, the case backer.
The sound of national premium beer coming back to life.
My name's Tim Miller. I am in the process of bringing national premium beer back to the market in Maryland, Baltimore, and beyond.
And this symphony of beer-making sounds is music to the ears of a Maryland native from Easton who has spent years chasing this one big dream.
I wanted to bring back a beer from the dead and had been searching for a brand. Two Novembers ago, I'm sitting there reading the Wall Street Journal, and I see an advertisement for a trademark auction. I said, okay, I'm going to look at that. And there were three beverages for sale, one being National Premium. I just looked around. I said, this can't be real. I booked my train and hotel room and signed up for the auction and went up there and came home with it, thankfully.
Front labels, not stick and check them.
With its distinctive purple label and mascot, Mr. Pilsner, National Premium, the brother brew to Natty Bow, was for decades the premium beer of choice for Marylanders.
It was a craft beer before there were craft beers. If you talk to somebody in their 50s from Baltimore, you know, they remember, that's what I got when I went to the prom. That's what I got on Sundays when we watched the Colts. It was a special treat to get National Premium. People feel strong emotional ties to it. Through connections, basically through lacrosse, I stumbled into an old brewmaster and got the old formula, which was a huge hurdle to clear.
So this is our brewing kettle. Our brewing kettle has a calandria in the center, which makes for a really efficient boil.
My name's Walter Trafari. I'm the brewmaster for the Fordham and Old Dominion Brewing Company.
In these massive kettles here, this is the first batch of national premium beer being brewed by Walter and his colleagues.
It's an American lager, but it's back in the day, it was that lighter version of a lager. Don't want to say like your light beer, but it was something that was a little more quaffable, very drinkable, very good session beer. Just a really clean, delicious lager.
More bottles! My name's John Novotny. I'm the packaging supervisor here at Dominion Brewing Company.
What's it like when you finally see the beer that you guys brew come through here, being put into the bottles and then the cases?
It's great. It's a good feeling to know that a good product's heading out the door. It is a good feeling.
And what's it like when you hear that a guy like a Tim Miller is going to brew a national premium, a beer that hasn't been brewed for a while that you guys are bringing back to life?
Well, it's good that he picked us. Hopefully we can perform as he expects.
And soon this forklift will start loading the first cases of Tim Miller's Labor of Love, the new national premium beer for delivery to bars and stores all across the Baltimore area.
Let me know what you think about it. Hopefully it's true to the recipe and the heritage, and that's what we've really tried to do as much as we can, to stay true to our Maryland roots.
With a front row seat here in the brewery watching national premium beer coming back to life, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL, WBAL.com.